Mornings are more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Good way to wake up.
On Star Winner 2.5.
So this story went at least somewhat viral, but this woman is basically ending a friendship with another woman. And the reason is because she used the same name as one of her kids.
Hmm. Yeah.
And she felt as though they were close enough that she crossed the line.
Okay.
That they weren't just casual friends. They were good enough friends. And she basically, counterfeited her kid's name by naming, her kid the same name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a real thing.
It's kind of funny to me. But you're right. I've heard of it before.
Well,
I just feel like it's interesting that we feel like once we have chosen our name, that it's now off the board.
Yes.
Well, I can't believe. You feel like it should be at least in your circle. Mm-hmm. I know we used to have neighbors who lived across the street. They have four boys, and they used a lot of the Irish names between their four boys. And we knew we were between Rory and Liam. Mm-hmm. Those were our two names that we were considering. Yeah. And one of the boys across the street is a Rory, and so I did tell her when we finally landed on Rory, I said, "Listen, we're going with Rory. I hope that's okay with you." And she was fine. I mean, I don't know if it's just the preemptive, like if you at least get a heads up. I mean, but to your point, Ken, they certainly don't own the name, and in some ways, isn't it a sign of flattery? I mean, what's the saying?
Imitation is the sincerest form
of flattery. Yes, right. So.
And sometimes you just don't know. We thought about the idea of Charlie as a name, and my wife quickly pointed out, well, that's what your friend Jay's named their son. And I said, I haven't seen Jay in 5 years.
How do you even know that?
He lives in Cedar Rapids. I wonder how they're doing. And I didn't know. And so Charlie was immediately taken off the board. Just we might run into it, and I still haven't seen him.
I remember when we were pregnant with Theo, and... Mm-hmm. My wife was talking to my aunt, and she asked about names.
Yeah.
And Kristen told her, well, one of the names on our list that's pretty high up at this point is Ethan. Uh-huh. And she just got a look on her face. And finally, she says, well, you know that that's your cousin, Ken's cousin's Brenda's, their son's name. Which... He was a baby at the time. And I remember, when Kristen told me that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Now, I come, that side of my family, I'm one of 25 cousins.
Right.
Oh,
wow. That'd be
so
a lot to keep track of.
When you think of all of our kids.
Yeah. Yes.
I kind of just said at some point, it's impossible.
Right. There might be some crossover. I agree.
We obviously didn't go that way, but.
Yeah.
A little bit of me at the time was like, well, that's just too bad because our family's so big we've used them all up.
Yeah. That's right.
So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But people do get sensitive.
They
get
territorial on a name. So do you have a story about you or someone else being very territorial when it came to your kids' name? Uh-huh. And someone else trying to move in.
Because you want yours to be the only one.
Right.
Has there been a good fight over it?
Uh-huh.
280-1025. Uh-huh. Like to hear those stories.
What's interesting to me is when someone, we've had friends that keep it, very close to the vest, and they're like, I won't tell you the name. And then they name it, Noah. And I'm like, there's seven Noahs in our school. I mean, everyone.
Right.
There's a lot of Noahs. There's a lot of Jacobs.
Right.
And I'm like,
you weren't holding on to the newest trend name.
Yes. It wasn't something of, whoa.
That no one had thought of in a long time.
Right.
Like, you could have told us. It was fine. You probably weren't even the only one in the maternity ward that was named Jacob at the time.
All right, Molly, what was the drama?
The fight over the baby name was I originally liked the name Bolden, and my father-in-law hated it, and he said I had to absolutely call the baby Thomas Clyde, or we get nothing for our baby shower.
What?
So, yeah. So he was very controlling about he wanted our firstborn son's name to have to be Thomas Clyde. And my son's name is now Olton.
Why Thomas Clyde? What was...
It is a generation name. Okay. Every male in the family has the name Thomas Clyde, which is funny because he even broke his own tradition. And instead of naming his own son Thomas, he had named him Josh.
Wow. Okay.
And
now, did he follow through on holding out on the shower gifts and stuff?
He did.
Wow.
Even after he himself broke the rule. Wow.
He did. So.
And is he still?
That's okay.
Yeah. Is he still invited to Thanksgiving?
He is. We are very similar with him and everything. It's just funny because we never fought over anything else except for a baby name. And I thought, for goodness sakes, you had your turn and didn't even name your own son that.
Yeah,
so why try and make that choice for us?
Right.
You're a better person than I am. He'd be uninvited.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Molly.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.